We are doing the Meiri Seder Kabbalah, and we had been discussing Moshe Rabbeinu, and that there was no prophet like Moshe. והוא שתחילה אמר כי אתה בא לארץ אשר השם לוקח נותן לך לא תלמד לעשות כתובות הגויים מהם לא ימצא בך that which the Torah says, when you come to the land that Hashem your God is giving you, don't learn to do like the disgraceful, disgusting acts the nations over there do. There should not be found among you a person who passes a son or daughter in fire. Kosem ksamim, a magician, meonen, a guy who figures out the different times, umnachesh, guesses the different times, umchashef, and a warlock. Vechover chaver, that's a different type of sorcery. Veshoelo, v'yidoni, a person who could ask from the dead through Ov or Yidoni, Bedoresh Lametim, or someone who seeks out through the dead. Hitoavat Hashem Koloseile, the Pasuk says, because God finds all these disgusting, Uviglala Toavot Eile, because of these disgusting acts, Hashem is chasing out these nations from before you. Ki Agoyim Eile, for these nations, they turn to all these different forms of sorcery. But you're not like that. You will have a prophet. Navi mikirbecha me'achecha kamoni yakim lecha Hashem lokecha. Hashem will appoint for you a prophet like me. So the Meiri had been contending with the hardship. He had said there would never again be a prophet like Moshe. So why does the verse say there'll be a prophet like me? So the Meiri says, look at the context. The Pasuk first describes, don't go after the warlocks. Don't go after all the different types of sorcery the nations of Canaan are following. But rather, God will appoint you a prophet like me. What does it mean, like me? Klomar kamoni bevina nevuah. Like me, as in not a warlock, not a sorcerer, not someone who speaks to the dead, but a prophet. Doesn't mean he'll be of the same stature as I am. But rather it means, just like I am a prophet of God, so too you will have a prophet of God, and don't go after the sorcerers. So that's the Meiri's point here, that Moshe's prophecy was different than all other prophets, and there would never again be a prophet like Moshe. Ah, you'll tell me the Pasuk says God will give you a prophet like me. The Meiri says, you look at the context, you see what it means. It means like me, who is a prophet of God and not a sorcerer or a warlock or any of the above. And this prophet will remove from you the need to go to warlocks and sorcerers, or the need to go to all kinds of people who look in the stars. Now, this is an interesting explanation, because the question is it prohibited upon the nations to go to all these warlocks? Is that a form of idol worship or not? So Nachmanides seems to learn that God was saying, them I gave sorcerers, and you I gave prophets. It seems like it's okay if they go to sorcerers and tarot readers and who knows what. Other commentaries say, no, these are all forms of idol worship. They're prohibited. And the Meiri over here, he doesn't spell it out, but he seems to say, I'll give you a prophet and you won't need all of that. He doesn't seem to learn like it's prohibited. Now, the Meiri classically goes with the Rambam, and that doesn't seem to be the way the Rambam understands. So it's a point worth noting. The Yesh Mefarshim Kim Chamoni, and some understand that when the verse says, God will give you a prophet like me, that's an indication, Shani Mikir B'cha Me'achecha, that goes on the beginning of the Pasuk. God will appoint you a prophet from among your brethren, like me, that I'm from among your brethren, not a foreigner. Kolomar shelo titzlech lam nochui, meaning you won't have to go with the Gentile nations, lelecht b'chukot agoyim shelo yedat av lo yedun avotecha, to go with the laws of the Gentiles that you haven't known, nor have your forefathers. That's not the way of a Jew. You won't have to go with the all things that the nations do. They go to sorcerers, etc. But from one among you, God will give you a prophet of Hashem. Lo shiomar kamocha ledimyon godel ha'erech chalila. Not that God said the word kamocha to compare in greatness, God forbid. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying anyone came like Moshe. Velo kam lefanav navi kamo v'acharav lo yeken. And there was never a prophet like Moshe, nor would there ever be one like Moshe. And then tomorrow we'll pick up with what about Bilam? Chazal seemed to say that Bilam was like Moshe. So how does that work? So that's what we'll learn Bezachim tomorrow.